This is FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. This morning we're talking about Rutherford County. We're focusing strictly on Rutherford County, so if you have any questions dealing with government, let's focus on Rutherford County. Our guest this morning, our County Mayor, Ernest Burgess. Ernest, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bart. It's a great day.
It is a beautiful day. Boy, we are fortunate to have such a phenomenal super day today and get out and enjoy it in Rutherford County. A lot to do here. And one of the things, I guess, that could come up and take a look at the courthouse.
Yes, it's beautiful up there as always, and I saw that our people from our city landscaping group were there this morning. They're there very routinely, keeping everything really looking nice for us around the whole courthouse and the whole inner circle and outer circle there, so we appreciate the good work they do.
You know, the courthouse is really one of those rare gems in our community. I think one of five pre-Civil War structures
I believe.
So that really draws a lot of tourists to the area.
Yes, it does, and we continue to see people visiting there, and we have the markers around the square and the area here that identify how it was many years ago during the Civil War, so it's a lot of history here, much.
And thanks to the new markers that were put up a while back, it sort of tells the story even better. So lots of folks coming in to see the courthouse, and just check it out. And I mention that because there are probably some new people, and new people sometimes have lived here 5 or 10 years, haven't been up and checked out the courthouse and meandered around our square. That's one of the things that we're so fortunate to have. As you look at some of the issues before you, what are some of the ones that are making you scratch your head just a bit and saying, what are we going to do about that?
Well, thank goodness there are not any major issues right at this moment, Bart, but we just have to continue to do the things we've been trying to do, be efficient and prudent with the dollars that our citizens have given us to spend, and we've been able to manage that again this year with passing our budget without a property tax increase, and we're seeing the revenues increasing still again, even a slight bit. Our sales tax revenue for the 12-month period ending June the 30th for our whole county is up in excess of 7%, which is pretty remarkable, I think, in that that far exceeds, I think, what most counties are doing. But in the event, that's good news, especially for our school systems, both Murfreesboro and our county systems, in that we exceeded our budget for last year in the county schools out of that sales tax revenue by about $2.5 million. So that's great news for us every year, and we hope we can continue that.
I understand that the real estate sales, the sales of homes that have been on the market, they're starting to move pretty well, and we're even seeing construction permits being issued.
Yeah, that's true. Our single-family permits in our county area and across the other jurisdictions as well, as they're increasing the last couple of months. You know, it's not major increases, but it's slight increases, and that's a good indication that things are beginning to improve in the construction industry, and that's one area that still very, very much more increase is needed to put some small business people back to work and help them be successful, and so many have had to really just sort of drop out of the whole process.
You really hit it on the head there about the business people being able to hire more people, unemployed persons getting jobs. We've seen that with small businesses. We've seen that with large businesses coming into the area, the Amazon group. opening that huge facility over on Joby Jackson Parkway, and on and on and on. How do you look at some of the future for Rutherford County? I mean, obviously it's a positive future, but you can look even better than other folks. Do you see deals that are about ready to be announced that would bring in more jobs?
Well, I don't have any firsthand information that we have an imminent new deal, but I can tell you this, that we've got a tremendously talented staff at the Chamber of Commerce, and they are aggressively working many deals all of the time. And you know full well it takes a lot of activity, and you have to be pursuing any number of clients and hope that you occasionally land one or two of those. And I think our group and our team has been very, very successful in that, and I'm very encouraged that this will continue, in that Rutherford County and our other cities, Smyrna, Murfreesboro, Laverne, and Eagleville, they're very, very proactive in this whole process. They're very, very supportive, and the very reason that Amazon, one of the primary reasons that they selected this, is we were ready before they were ready. We had the infrastructure in place, we had the zoning in place, so we're taking action before the fact, not after the fact, which is making it much more attractive to these companies to really consider us seriously.
Now that we're talking about infrastructure, you brought that up. Infrastructure is so very important. And I know that Rutherford County, teaming with the state of Tennessee and in some cases with the municipalities, depending on where the infrastructure improvements are needed, you're working on a lot of things. Of course, the one that you did that is still getting rave reviews is over in the Shiloh community with the expansion of Halls Hill Pike, the sidewalks and things of that sort. That group is elated over there. Those neighbors are elated. I mean, they're just loving it every day. But we're seeing similar roads to that. And these were roads, I guess, some of the early roads for Rutherford County. There are sister roads almost that are just like Halls Hill Pike was. Bradyville Pike is one of those. Jefferson Pike is one of those. And those are basically roads that have a lot of traffic, and the traffic moves very quickly, and they have no shoulders. So you can't get off the road if you have a car problem. If you're walking, there's no place to go. What's the future for those places like Halls Hill Pike, Jefferson Pike?
Well, Jefferson Pike is, I think, will be the next thing that you're going to see. The state of Tennessee has come a long ways. They've completed the engineering studies, etc. I don't actually believe they have bought right-of-ways and easements yet from property owners, but I think that's the step that's in place beginning even now. We all know that road construction is much, much needed, and a lot more of it is needed, but it's an extraordinarily expensive process and a very, very slow process as far as getting things from a germinating idea, you might say, to actually fruition. So I think, the funds that are available have to be available from the federal government, from the state government, from the local government. So it takes a tremendous effort and a lot of planning, and sometimes it appears forever before something's going to happen. So I don't think we're going to see them speed up, but I think you're going to see a steady push to continue to make these improvements, and I think that this will happen. I think the Joby Jackson extension from Highway 231 all the way around to I-24 is going to get started here very, very soon, and that will be another loop around that southeastern part of our county that will be very, very improve the ability for us to navigate in that particular direction. So they're going to be continuing those projects, even though they're not going to be happening as fast as any of us would like for them to.
So the next big one you think is going to be Jefferson Pike, which connects to 840, obviously.
Right. That and the state is taking care of that. But, I mean, Joby Jackson is big.
That's going on right now.
That's going on right now, and that's being led by the city of Murfreesboro, and we're partnering with them in sharing in that cost. Rutherford County is.
And, of course, that also, I believe, includes the Veterans Parkway on over to 840.
True. So that, and that piece over there is continuing to progress, and the bridge, I think, across Stones River there on the Barfield Crescent Road there is coming to completion. So, yes, there have been a lot of improvements, and they're going to continue, I hope, in the future.
I hear a lot about the connection for State Route 840, and we call it State Route 840. A lot of folks call it I-840. It's not an interstate until it's finished and turned over to the federal government. So the state's maintaining it right now, I guess, is the way that works. But the connection between Memorial or Lebanon Road, whatever you wish to call it, and 840 is supposedly Cherry Lane. And that supposedly, I use these words supposedly because it's hard to tell, supposedly will take some of the traffic off of Thompson Lane from the Tennessee Miller Coliseum, which is a very busy place. How is that going?
Well, I don't know that there is a time frame on that. I mean, that's in the long range
thoroughfare
plan. That's out there. I don't think there's any particular time set, and I'm not sure we've got the funding. I'm sure we don't have the funding in place to do that yet, but guess that's something that's, we have a master plan that shows that road and any number of other roads that will happen over the course of the next 15 to 25 years.
Okay, and that's really out there.
Yeah, that's really, so these, some of these are long-term thoughts, and they will eventually occur, but they're not short-term.
Okay, so 15, 25 years down the road on that one.
Maybe, yeah.
And maybe longer.
I don't know. I really don't know whether it's shorter or longer.
But Jefferson Pike is looking closer.
It's in the few year time frame. I think they'll start buying right-of-ways this year, I believe. I think it's already been appropriated.
Okay. And for some of you who are out around the Joby Jackson Parkway, the County Farm Road area, that general area, Barfield Crescent Road, you're seeing progress right now as we're talking. Have the right-of-ways been purchased for all of that?
I believe they have. At least I'm not sure, but the city is coordinating that on the Joby Jackson County Farm Road business there, yes.
Okay, and that is really coming along well. I mean, phenomenal.
Yeah, they've already moved utilities and placed utilities, so I think they're in a position to get going really over the next several months in a very large way, hopefully.
All righty. Tell you what let's do. Let's pause for just a moment, check on the traffic and weather, and we'll be back. And when we come back, we're going to open up the phone lines. And if you have any questions about the things that we've put out on the table to discuss this morning, or maybe there's something else that's not on the table that we forgot to bring up and you'd like to bring it up, the number to call is 893-1450. You can find the answers this morning. Our Rutherford County Mayor, Ernest Burgess, is with us this morning, 893-1450. We'll be right back and take your calls. That's 893-1450.
Lights the darkness most fear. My hand is small, I know, but they're not yours, they are my own. But they're not yours, they are.
Hear your favorite high school coaches each Saturday morning at 9 on the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coaches Corner here on WGNS AM, FM, online.
Ford of Murfreesboro is the number one volume dealer in Middle Tennessee. See the brand new Ford Fusion Hybrid today. The Fusion has an electric motor powered by an innovative nickel metal hydride battery for reliable service that won't leave you stranded. The Fusion comes with a 2.5-liter Duratec i4 engine or your choice of two powerful V6 engines. Ford of Murfreesboro is on Broad Street at the Northfield intersection, online at fordofmurfreesboro.com.
Hi, this is David Lee, General Manager at Ford of Murfreesboro, and I invite you to come down and see our full selection of Fords, and we'll give you the best deal in town.
We elected a good, competent man in 2008 to be Rutherford County's property assessor. Bill Boner has been fair to everyone. He is the best qualified candidate. Bill Boner has received the UT Certified Public Administrator designation, a Head Start volunteer recipient. Plus, he has been a great property assessor for 4 years. Let's re-elect Bill Boner for Rutherford County Property Assessor.
I'm Bill Boner, and I approve this message.
That update brought to you by Safe Auto. You know, you can fake just about anything except car insurance. If you need affordable state minimum coverage, call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO for the real thing. Drive safe, spend less, Safe Auto.
My name is Dale Corbett. 14 years ago, after 25 years of military service, I was hired as the county engineer. Based on my engineering degree and my years of professional experience as a registered engineer, I'm running for the position of Rutherford County Highway Superintendent. I'm the only registered engineer running in this race. I care about this community, and I'll be looking out for our safety. Early voting begins July 13th. I would appreciate your vote, paid for by friends to elect Del Corbett Treasurer.
Play it again, sports!
Your football headquarters.
If you play youth football, we've got the best deals in town. This is Scott with a reminder to all Mustang, Blue Raider, and City League youth football players to come in for the name brand pants, helmets, pads, and more at Play It Again Sports on North Thompson Lane.
Good morning. We've got a bit of congestion already. Old Fort Parkway at Bridge, Old Fort Parkway at Chaffin Place, Old Fort Parkway at Kaysen Lane, I-24 at 96. Seeing some congestion building this morning. Also, we've got a bit of congestion on I-24 at the I-24 westbound junction there with Bell Road and I-24 at the junction with I-40 West. Stop by Bradford Flooring and Paint Center at 1999 Nolensville Pike. Ask about the free tickets to the race at the fairgrounds this summer. Call Bradford Flooring at 251-5384. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGNS.
Thank you, Randy. What about that Murfreesboro weather? Brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
Plenty of sunshine for the forecast area today. Highs will climb into the mid-90s. We'll have a west-southwest wind between 5 and 10. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Thaluber. Currently, it's 82.
I'm Steve Smith at First National Bank, Murfreesboro. Our people are different from others. We give the personal service. We're here to answer the telephone. We're just personal hometown banking at First National Bank, Murfreesboro. Member FDIC.
Now, more than ever, start your mornings with WGNS. The Action Line with Bart Walker. Weekday mornings at 8:10 on WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Still exists. It seems the only blessing I have left to my name.
Our number is 893-1450, 893-1450. That line's open now. It's a section where we talk with you. It's your show, 893-1450. Our County Mayor Ernest Burgess is our guest this morning. And let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on the air with Ernest Burgess. How are you today?
Doing fine. How about you?
Doing great. Thanks for calling.
I just wonder, is our a county library or is it city?
Okay, the library is a partnership. It has been since the beginning, Line Ball Library, and it's pretty much a 50-50 partnership. We put in a little bit higher percentage, I think, than the city of Murfreesboro as far as Line Ball here. And Smyrna has a Line Ball extension there as well, and they are participants. So it's a joint venture that works very, very well, and we're very proud of the leadership and the services there.
What I was wondering about is the maintenance. Who's in charge of the maintenance in the basement there, in the parking garage, the elevator going up to the library is filthy. I mean, it's been that way for years, for a long time. You're almost afraid to ride in it, afraid you get some kind of disease.
Well, we'll have to refer that to our friends at the city of Murfreesboro, in other words, the parking garage.
Are they in charge of that?
They manage that, and they're in charge of that. Again, that is sort of a joint venture initially with the county, but that is their responsibility, and they are overseeing that, and I'm sure that they will take note of your request.
What about the driveway out there? Is that city or that county?
That's city, and anytime you're in the city, those streets are theirs, and they'll be responsible for those.
Well, okay. Well, I just wondered because I'll call them because it's just the drive into there, just potholes, and they keep trying to fill them with just mix, and they need to go in there and repave it because it hadn't been done to it in years. But I thank you, Mayor. I'll call the city.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks
Bye-bye.
For calling. You have a great day. 893-1450 is our number. And let's go to another line. You're on WGNS with our county mayor. How are you today?
Doing pretty good.
Good.
Got a question for the mayor in regards to the county building on Walnut Street down there, property assessor and county clerk, whatever down there. I was up there the other day. I'm handicapped. Got several handicap parking. You got the sidewalk fixed for handicap, but I saw in the building, nothing in the building is handicap equipped, like automatic door openers and stuff like that. I wondered what the problem is down there, being that's a fairly new building. Looks like that would have been put in when the building was built. And I'll hang up and listen.
Thanks for calling.
Well, that's a very good comment. That building, of course, was built prior to my tenure here, but we do not have those handicap door assists on every building that we have, and yes, I'm glad he pointed that out. Maybe that's something we should try to do and retrofit some of these buildings. We do have it at the courthouse, the historic courthouse, and we do have it over at the judicial building on those doors. So that's something that we really need to focus on. Then I'll take note of that and see if we can make something happen there.
As you can tell, the buck stops here, so to speak.
That's
so
right.
Give us a call, 893-1450. Good morning. You're on WGNS with County Mayor Ernest Berger. How are you today?
Yes, I'm doing okay, Corey. How are you doing today?
Doing fine.
Mayor Berger, I was calling in due to the nightclub. I don't know if this out of your jurisdiction or not, but my son is a college student, and he's a well-abided citizen. Just the other night, and this is a business uptown, and just the other night, he stood out in the rain for an hour, soaking wet, just trying to get into this place. And I don't know, the name of it is the Social Club, right off the square. And I don't know if it's a policy they have, what it is. I just wish you could look into this, because he's not the only one, and there's other kids that's been telling me that they kind of feel left out in some other kind of way. I don't want to use other words that I want to use, but I think it's very bad that that club is up on the square representing the city of Murfreesboro, and my child had to stay out in the rain for an hour, and then they decide to let him in. I don't think that's right, and that's not representing the city of Murfreesboro. And I'm going to have, if you can't do nothing about it, I'm going to have some, try to do something else about it.
Let me ask you, were they keeping them outside because supposedly the building was too full? Is that what they told them? Or?
No, Bart. It was guys, and I hate to say this, I hate to call the card, but it was guys with their girls, and they went in on ahead of them. I started to get up out of my bed and just go down there to see what was going on, but I didn't. And these guys are college students, MTSU, UT Vol students. My son, he's graduating in August from Middle Tennessee, and he's a good kid. I'm just saying, I don't think it's right for them to have to stand out there like that in the rain after an hour. Then you decide 30 minutes, because it was raining pretty hard that night, and they were soaked, clothes were soaking wet. And I don't know what their portfolio is to get in the club. I don't know, because I don't go. But it's just, I think it's unfair, and the person that run this place just need to have some kind of attention put to him. Maybe they could be a little different about it, or either close it down.
Well,
I mean, not literally close them down, but maybe just for the next person. I know it was unfair. There's no way around it, because I know my son, if he was kind of a guy that got into stuff and that, I wouldn't even be calling y'all. I know he don't.
Well,
and I'll hang up and I'll listen.
Okay.
I apologize.
No, thank you for calling. Thank you very much. And, of course, you've done one thing by calling. This is announced to the public. I mean, you not meaning to do that. You just made a public announcement about a problem that's happening there. Secondly, you may want to call the manager of that club and ask that person face on. We need to do more of that, by the way. We need to, instead of looking to somebody else to solve problems, if you have a problem with the neighbor, go see the neighbor and ask him. In this case, you may want to ask the manager in a very, calm, professional way, hey, I've got a problem, and I wanted to let you know and see see if you could tell me what can be done about this. And if that doesn't work, then go to the authorities. And who would he go to on something?
Well, the only one I can think of, and just you said, other people listen to these broadcasts, and I'm sure that our people in the city of Murfreesboro are listening, and even our chief of police sometimes listens. So I would suggest that, they may want to do a little bit of preliminary review of the situation. I don't know what, I have no knowledge of this organization, that club, or what the difficulty, but maybe just a little bit of presence in an area by some authority figure sometimes makes a difference.
Our phone number is 893-1450. Tell us what's on your mind. 893-1450. County Mayor Ernest Burgess is our guest this morning. Dial quickly, 893-1450, and you'll be coming up right after these messages.
HGTV, the leader in home design and know-how, has joined Shaw Floors, the leader in flooring and city tile and floor covering, the largest flooring retailer in our area, to bring you HGTV Home Flooring by Shaw Collection. Doug Young with City Tile.
Come to City Tile and see the new selections of the HGTV products exclusively at City Tile.
Your HGTV Home Flooring by Shaw authorized retailer. Visit citytile.net. City Tile and Floor Covering.
There is a difference at Murfreesboro Automotive.
We have a lot of people that just pull up and say, hey, my check engine light is on. Can you tell me what's wrong with it? And we don't charge for that.
That's Chuck Haynes with Murfreesboro Automotive.
A lot of stores will charge. We do that at no charge here. We feel like they'll probably become a customer if we do that.
From the simple oil change to major auto repair work, Murfreesboro Automotive can handle it all. They're on Ridgely Road. Just turn off Broad between Chewy's and Chili's. Murfreesboro Automotive.
I'm B.J. Smoman. I'm running for road superintendent of Rutherford County. As a road superintendent, I'll put my experience and leadership skills to work to maintain safe roads while being cost efficient. I have 14 years experience in road building and maintenance. I'm a lifelong resident of Rutherford County. I'm the most reliable and qualified candidate for road superintendent. I'm B.J. Smoman. I'd appreciate your vote for road superintendent. This message is paid for by B.J. Smoman campaign. I'm B.J. Smoman, and I approve this message.
Plenty of sunshine for the forecast area today. Highs will climb into the mid-90s. We'll have a west-southwest wind between 5 and 10. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Thaluber. Currently, it's 82.
The Tech Life, helping you buy, set up, and use technology.
Very honest, trustworthy company.
Technology can be confusing, but it's our passion.
Anything from hanging a TV on the wall to throwing a song on an iPod, he can take care of it all, so that's pretty cool.
The Tech Life, we're Murfreesboro's tech support. Visit us at thetechlife.net.
Sometimes, strange things can happen.
Coast to coast, all night, every night.
There's really no reason to be afraid.
On WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Friends, like my father's come to pass. 7 years has gone so fast. Wake me up when September ends.
Well, that'd be a nap. Welcome back. Sometimes I wish I could take a nap like that. 893-1450 is our number. Wake me up when September passed. Okay. 893-1450. Visiting with us this morning, our county mayor, Ernest Burgess. And if you have any questions dealing with Rutherford County, now's the time to call. 893-1450. We're talking about issues that impact you. Issues that impact Rutherford County. 893-1450. And let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS with County Mayor Ernest Burgess.
Yes, I would like to ask Mr. Burgess if he has any idea when they're going to extend this section of 96 Highway on into Franklin.
Well, that's a question. I have a very personal vested interest in that myself. I live out there on that road. You know, they did the engineering study on that. It's been several years now, and nothing else has happened. There's a piece of it. The next piece that's to be done is coming from Franklin toward Murfreesboro. And I thought, since the TDOT commissioner now lives in Williamson County in Franklin, that surely he would get that piece done. In fact, I encouraged him jokingly to go ahead and do that, finish that, so that we can get our next piece. But the honest answer is that a project, even over there coming from Williamson County toward us, is sort of on hold and nothing is happening. So I think we're still, maybe in my lifetime, we might get our piece of it done. But I think it's a good 4 or 5 years away at least.
Do you think 840 really put that way on the back burner?
It likely did, but I really don't know exactly. Yet. Like we said before, the dollars that it takes to do these projects is so huge, and they just keep increasing, that the number of projects that the state can do continues to dwindle, in that they have to sort of spread it around across the whole state, and it just it's spreading at a 16th of an inch thick across 400 or 500 miles across this state.
Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS with County Mayor Ernest Burgess.
Good morning, Bart and Mr. Burgess.
Good morning.
I got a question. I don't know where you can answer this one or not, but a grocery store that they have hamburgers and so on and so forth, maybe a plate of lunch, and they sell beer. Are they allowed to drink beer inside the grocery store and outside? Are they allowed to do that?
Honestly, I don't know. I haven't been asked that question, and I hadn't even thought about that quite truthfully. We'll have to check with our beer board. They have authority approval to sell the beer, but your question is, can they consume it? I think it takes a special permit and a special approval to do that, to have a business that actually does that. That's sort of my take on that, and it's probably maybe a zoning issue as well as I think that if you're going to operate a business, a restaurant or what have you, then I think you have to have a permit to actually consume on the premises. But I'll need to do some homework on that. I'm sorry about that.
I'd appreciate it if you would, because it's happening in our community. We've never had it before, and it is in the country. And I do know they drink beer on the outside of a night. I do see it, and, you know, it's not what we want. Hey, y'all have a great day. I appreciate it.
Thanks all for right. calling. And I'm pretty sure you cannot get in your car and drink and then drive away, because that's mm-hmm. open container law. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Yeah, I just got an answer for that guy about the beer.
Uh-huh. Okay.
We had the same thing happen around Midland here a year or two ago, Midland Grocery. Mm-hmm. They were serving draft beer, and it's legal.
You mean
I called the state, and the state said, yeah, that was legal. They could do that. Anywhere beer is sold, you can open it and drink it on the premises, I was told from the state. So I don't know. And another question or another answer for Bart there said you couldn't drink a beer and drive your car, but you can go to the Moose Lodge or Elks or anywhere else and drink all you want and get in your car and drive off and nothing happens. So that's a law I don't understand. Have a good day.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you, sir.
893-1450 is our number, and we need to get in touch with the beer board, the Rutherford County Beer Board. Maybe somebody from there is listening and can call us and clarify this law for us. I guess, would they be the ones who would?
Well, they would. They should know, I believe, yes.
Okay. Our number is 893-1450, 893-1450. And the man did bring up an interesting point. You can go in a place and drink and then drive away. But if you get caught.
If you get caught, yeah, you can be
and I guess that's the same way with the open container.
For DUI, yes.
You could be drinking in your car. And if you get caught. So, but well, if you I guess the secret on drinking somewhere in a bar or a club or something of that sort, and then going out and driving, is have you had more to drink that would put you over into the area of being measured intoxicated if they
Absolutely.
Do a test on you. 893-1450 is our number, 893-1450. If you have a question, if you have a comment, we would love to hear from you this morning, 893-1450. And as we move forward, I know that one of the issues that you've looked at has been transportation, as far as regional transportation, trying to keep everything flowing around here, train tracks and everything. You and I think Tommy Bragg also are very much working with ways to keep the transportation, the infrastructure, all that going, which would include trains and what have you. How is the progress on that? I know we have the bus service from Nashville.
Well, the bus service from Nashville, we've increased the number of available opportunities to ride those substantially. That's going to be starting this fall. So there's been a good bit of progress there, and the ridership continues to increase. So the offerings are going to be increased, and so that will make it more easy for people to accommodate themselves of those services. There needs to be, and needs to, this will take a lot more work, there needs to be some ability to, you might say, do some things like Murfreesboro has in place with respect to Rover. They have a local system that, you know, has the ability to pick up people locally throughout this city of Murfreesboro, and then they can integrate and attach, you might say, to other means. Those kinds of things need to happen in other parts of our county, and other ways to integrate the ability for people to get actually to their workplace. So those things are out in the future a bit, but yes, all of this continues to be focused on seriously, and it's one step at a time, a very slow step. So we're continuing to focus on that. I don't think there's going to be any real emphasis or likelihood that we'll see the ability to for rail transit. I think it's going to price most communities and governments completely out of the ability to do that in the short term here, and maybe even the long term.
Our phone number is 893-1450. We're talking about issues that impact Rutherford County. Our County Mayor Ernest Burgess is with us this morning. And good morning to everybody over at Bell Furniture, 1517, the new Nashville Highway. We were visiting over there the other day, dropped in, talked with Perry Bell and Linda Ferris. It's always interesting to go to Bell Furniture because they always have something new there, something stylish, something when you see it, you say, I didn't know I wanted that, but that's what I'm looking for. And in this case, they had a beautiful chaise lounge. And you need to go check out what they have that's new at Bell Furniture. Now, they have first quality, name brand furniture, about half price, every day. How do they do it? Well, think about this. Perry Bell and Linda Ferris have been right there at Bell Furniture. Perry owns the place. He started the business so many years back. And he learned that if you buy in trailer truckload quantities, you can get the furniture for less, and that saves you money, and that makes you want to do business with him. Secondly, if you keep the overhead down, that saves you more, and he can pass that on to you too. When you go into Bell Furniture, it doesn't feel as if you're walking into a decorator magazine. Sometimes you go in, and these furniture stores have rooms that feel like they're a beautiful dining room or a beautiful bedroom. You walk in and there's a room full of sofas and a room full of beds and what have you, and that saves you money too. You put it together, you save half price on first quality name brand furniture every day at Bell Furniture. And isn't that what you really want? Head over there, 1517, the new Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna, Bell Furniture.
Heritage South Community Credit Union now has a new home, 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire.
This is Darlene Robinson, branch manager. I invite you to visit us soon and find out what your community's credit union is all about. We offer free debit cards and great checking, plus exceptional rates on loans and savings. You can join if you live, work, worship, or attend school in Rutherford, Bedford, or Marshall County.
Heritage South Community Credit Union, new offices at 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Hello, this is Greg Brooks for Road Superintendent. Many people have asked what a road superintendent does. The best answer to that question is all of the same things I did at B&M Paving Company for over 30 years. Road construction and maintenance, planning and budgeting, material purchasing, and crew supervision. My experience at B&M Paving is unmatched by any other candidate. I am the most qualified to be your road superintendent.
Early voting from July 13th to July 28th. The county general election day is August 2nd.
I'm Greg Brooks, and I approve this message.
We're WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, and AM 1450. Worldwide at WGNSradio.com.
I'm just now finding out what it was all about. We moved to the West Coast, away from everyone.
Welcome back. Our number is 893-1450. 893-1450, our county mayor. Ernest Burgess is with us, and let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS with County Mayor Burgess. How are you today?
Oh, doing all right, man.
Good.
Oh, I got a question.
Okay.
Since it's done rain so much, is there any way y'all can get together and decide a day and let people shoot fireworks Because, see, like, I done brought a lot of fireworks for my kids, but they just sitting in the house.
Well, of course, the county, we didn't have any ban on the shooting of fireworks, so people used good judgment during that drought and that heat and didn't shoot as many, I'm pretty sure. So I don't know if the city of Murfreesboro has actually removed their ban or not. I'm not sure. Bart may have heard.
Just certain times of the year you can shoot fireworks.
Shoot fireworks in the city anyway. But we've already even released the ban that we had on open burning since we've had so much rain. So I don't know the precise rules on the city of Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne, but you probably need to check with their codes people.
Do you live in the city limits or in the county?
Yeah, I live in the city, but I got family that live in the county.
Well,
I can go out there and shoot them then.
You can go out there and shoot them if you will be careful and thoughtful and respectful. Yes, just be concerned about your neighbors.
Okay, cool.
You could have a Labor Day party.
Yeah.
All right.
Good luck to you.
Bye-bye.
893-1450 made him happy there.
Oh, yes.
893-1450 is our phone number. We're going to have another hot week, so do be aware of the dryness. And if you do shoot fireworks, be careful. I mean, don't do it in the middle of a drought or something. 893-1450 is our number. And if you have any questions or comments dealing with Rutherford County, that is our focus this morning. Our county mayor, Ernest Burgess, is with us. Let's talk a little about the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office. I know there continues to be conversation about needing more people. There's conversations about bringing in technology to have some types of hearings, I think, where you don't transport prisoners downtown. How's all of that coming? Or is anything coming on that?
Oh, yes. I think something. We're continuing to have discussions about the technology issues with respect to how we might improve or lessen the need to actually transport prisoners. We're also having discussions with improvising some new approaches that might be taken by our sheriff and by our judges and our judicial people, you might say, in order to come down there, maybe even do some things on site with respect to some preliminary hearings, et cetera, that would lessen the need for transportation, and it would also speed up the process of getting some of these prisoners and these inmates their hearings held. We are having an extended difficulty, you might say, with the occupancy. I mean, it's increased substantially over the last several months and continues to be very high. So there are some creative discussions going on to try to see if there's some things that we might could do to improve that situation.
Now, as we look at ways to improve the situation, is there any way that, as you look ahead, I know you purchased some land to put a judicial building on because the court system was growing out, it was overgrowing what they had. So if you add these new high-tech areas, will this reduce the need enough where you don't have to build that new building?
I doubt that will be the case. Maybe we wouldn't have to build quite as much, and maybe the building that we do build would last longer, but I do not think it would lessen the need for the building and probably would have little to do, if anything, with reducing the size of the building.
Can you still use the old judicial building for part of that purpose, or what do you plan on doing it when that time comes?
That's a question that we have not properly answered, is what we will do with that old building. But I think the functionality of a building and the whole system is better served out of one location. But yes, there surely could be some ways and some things that could be done and some things that could be that building will be used for, but we haven't really put together a plan that's appropriate that would tell us what the best use might be.
Okay. Now, is Rutherford County, as you look ahead and the long-range planning, as you look at some of the areas where we're looking at subdivisions and what have you, are you looking at better traffic control, better planning, better infrastructure planning for the future?
Well, we're certainly hopeful that we can look for better infrastructure planning in that the availability of water and appropriate means to dispose of waste. We think that's important as we move forward in the development of areas in the unincorporated area of our county. So we're hopeful that we can continue to have a bit more input, you might say, into the approval of those processes and being sure that we do have the appropriate water supply, even for proper fire protection. All of that's important. And yes, we are continuing to, you know, really be more aware of the need to do that.
Let's go back to the phones. You're on WGNS with County Mayor Ernest Burgess.
Yeah, Mayor, it's me again.
Yes.
In regards to the county rock crusher, I know that they hadn't crushed any rock out there in probably a couple of years. And I just wondered, I've also heard that they're not going to crush any more rock out there. It's something to do with the environment, or I don't know what, you can hear anything, but I just wondered why they don't crush rock anymore, and if they're going to crush rock anymore, make a landfill out of it or something. I'll hang up and listen.
Well,
where is the county rock crusher?
Well, it's out on Highway 231, just a few miles out. I think the decision they made was a practical decision, in that I believe they more or less determined that they could probably, we don't use a lot of rock. In other words, most all of our roads now are paved. So the need for the rock has diminished, you might say, and since over the many years they've been able to do a much better job of paving the roads. And they do use rock, you know, limited rock from entrances and driveways and cuts, et cetera, along the road, but it's nominal. So I think they determined, since they had such limited need for volume of rock, that they could probably, what little rock they were using, they could buy it cheaper than we could maintain that operation. So that was the, I think, the underlying decision that was made. And they had a fair amount of rock already crushed and available, and they may still have some, I'm not sure about that. So they were able to use a supply of rock there over a period of time that lessen the need to even buy rock. So I don't know that there's, with the limited amount that they need, that they are thinking seriously at all about trying to reestablish that. So that's a discussion that will continue, but right now I think they're very pleased with what they're doing.
For the people who had jobs there at the rock crusher, if we haven't been using it for a couple of years, are they still there, or have they been relocated to another place?
They're still there, and some of them were just transition to some other positions within the highway department, and the highway department did, through the attrition, etc., they did not backfill and refill some of those positions, so they've saved dollars in that respect, and they've saved a lot of money through the upkeep and maintenance that it takes to keep such an operation going. It's an expensive process to keep all of those tools and that equipment. It's very sophisticated, properly maintained, and functional.
And on that note, we want to say a thank you to our County Mayor Ernest Burgess for taking his time to join us this morning. Ernest, thank you again.
Well, thank you, Bartis. Glad to be here.
Now, tomorrow at this time, we're going to be talking lawns and gardens, so why don't you join us? And if you're wondering about tomatoes and okra and stuff like that, and why the grass isn't growing, we'll have some answers for you tomorrow. Remember, this is the last week of G. Gordon Liddy, so don't miss any of his shows. He will be retiring Friday. Friday is his last day.